Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Bogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, we're back, and we're doing an update. We're doing an update about a lovely dog who got some horrible injuries from an idiot here in Richmond, but the good news is Grace is doing well, huh?
She is doing well. The last update that I saw from Richmond Pet Lovers said that she is healing from the gunshot wounds. And resting at home, but right now they've spent basically $8,000 in getting their dog fixed up after the event.
Yeah, and Grace is an 11-month-old Australian Shepherd. She is adorable. We're going to put the link up so you guys can take a look at her. And the moron who shot her with a 12-gauge shotgun is a neighbor and claims that he was in fear of his life from this puppy when he shot her. Oh, and he had to chase her down in his truck to shoot her. So, you know, whoever he is, another one of those bad, evil human beings. And, oh, by the way, he was charged with, and this just makes me crazy, he was charged with misdemeanor cruelty to animals. Folks, that should be a felony. If anything in the world should be a felony, you shoot my dog, if I don't shoot you in return, then you should be charged with a felony. Period.
Yeah.
Insane.
It is insane. It's one thing to shoo the dog off. Now his claim is that he was in fear for his life, but two, that he has a right to protect his chickens. So he shooed the dog off. Went in the house, got the shotgun, couldn't find the dog, got in the truck, drove till they found it, and then shot the dog.
And multiple times.
Yeah. From the truck. So apparently this puppy's capable of chewing through steel, or flipping the truck over, or some amazing superhero ability, because he was in fear for his life. This, what a tool.
Oh, man, just insane. So what we want to do is thank Richmond Pet Lovers for updating everyone on Grace's condition. And you can, by the way, contribute to her vet bills, which are huge. And so it's richmondpetlovers.com, and we'll put the link up. And by the way, it's a great website. We love the folks who run this website. Lots of great information on it. They do a terrific blog, and they keep us updated on what's going on in Central Virginia.
Yeah, really good. And there's tons of good information there, even if you're not in the Richmond,
right,
Virginia area.
Right.
I mean, there's
just good stuff.
So highly recommend them.
Bravo, Richmond Pet Lovers. Okay, Terry. Bird food.
Bird food is about the best way to put it. So, interesting study, and some folks may not know this, but the Humane Society of the U.S. has put out a vegan dog food, which is, makes my eye twitch to think about it. But,
your eye is twitching.
Yeah.
Because and, why? Oh, because dogs are carnivores. Is that the reason?
Well, dogs, in my opinion, are opportunistic eaters.
Really?
So if it smells okay, they'll eat it.
Even if it smells icky to us, they'll eat it.
Yeah. But yes, technically carnivores, and to appease the, well, they say it's to appease the vegan community, and they want a kinder, gentler dog nation, I guess. I think it's just that they see a market there, and HSUS is kind of a sketchy organization, mm-hmm, anyway, and they see an opportunity to make money. But the study of the food revealed that it's more bird food than it is anything the dog should be eating. And there's I'll post the link to this, but there's a long list of the ingredients, and it's freaking bird food. It's just like if you put suet out for the birds in the winter. That's what this is.
So it's not going to make your dog healthy.
Right. It's got plant fat instead of animal fat. It's got a variety of different types of grains and seeds, not really any whole vegetables, not really anything useful, byproduct stuff. It's garbage food, and literally is closer to bird food than dog food.
Okay, whose bright idea was this? Like you said, it must be just a money-making proposition.
Yep.
It can't be anything else because it makes absolutely no sense. And like you said, Terry, dogs, they are opportunists, you know, and I've got labs. They're the biggest chow hounds in the whole wide world. And if I gave them birdseed, well, they might eat it, but, you know, I can't imagine that they would thrive on it.
Well,
you
no,
know?
It doesn't. There's
it
no,
no
nutritional value for the dog,
right,
there.
Right.
It's crazy.
Mm.
You know, so you've got carbs, really bad quality carbs, basically.
Right.
and fat.
Okay, not good.
Not good for the dog.
And, you know, how you can, one of the ways you can tell if you're feeding your dog something that's good for them is take a look at their coat. Just always remember that, people. And at their stools. That too. But that coat should be soft and luxurious and shiny and no dandruff. And if that's what you're seeing, then you're probably feeding your dog something that's good for them.
I do stand corrected, though. I'm looking at the list. There are two vegetables in it.
Oh, okay.
There are two. Peas, which is a starch, and beets, which is a sugar.
Oh, also dandy. Oi. It makes no sense. It just makes no sense. So,
hello.
You know.
Let's put a bunch of crap together, call it vegan, and we'll sell it to people.
And people will buy it.
Yeah.
Just because they can.
Yeah.
It's so not
good. More stupid.
Yeah, big bad stupid. Okay, so moving right along. We had we have a friend out there who had some bad news recently. You've all heard us talk about Luke and the boys from Two Dogs 2,000 Miles. They recently finished their trek that was to raise awareness about canine cancer, walking from Austin, Texas to Boston, Massachusetts. And it was Luke and his two Great Pyrenees, Murphy and Hudson. And this is just unbelievable to me, but no sooner do they finish the walk and Luke starts his book than Murphy is diagnosed with cancer.
Yep. It was really a blow to him. I mean, based on the posts, he was just heartbroken.
Well,
and I can understand that, absolutely.
And so what we want is to just let you guys know about this, hook you up with some links, and please, you know, say a prayer for Luke and Murphy. And also, they'll be setting up a place where we can all donate to help defer the cost of treatment. It's nasal cancer. There's a specific kind. We're not even going to go there. But he's having radiation treatments out in Colorado right now. He's had three. Is that correct, Terry?
Yeah, his third one was yesterday.
Okay.
Well, given when this airs, it'll been 10 days behind the air date.
End of July, yeah. He'd had his third treatment. And so it is going to be very expensive. Luke, we know we'll do everything in his power to keep his boy with him as long as is humanly possible. So this just, you know, demonstrates again and again and again, cancer is a huge issue in the canine community.
Yeah.
And if you've not lost a dog to cancer, if you are a lifelong dog lover and owner, you probably will. And so the work that Luke is doing to try to raise awareness and studies that are being done right now on canine cancer and how it is so much like human cancer, they're really important. So we'll put up links so you can follow Luke and Murphy's progress. And you know, we love you guys and we are hoping for the best.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out more about Luke and his journey, it's twodogs2000miles.com.
It is indeed. All the best, guys.
All right, folks, I think we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.